This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Vietnam Tho Lam in New Delhi today. Both leaders will hold wide-ranging discussions across the spectrum of bilateral relations, as also on regional and global issues of mutual interest. The President of Vietnam arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. He was received by Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai at the airport. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising several ministers and senior officials of the government of Vietnam. A strong business delegation is also accompanying the visiting dignitary. This is President Tho Lam's first state visit to India after being elected as the President of Vietnam in April this year. We have a report.
President of Vietnam Tho Lam will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. He will pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at the Rajghat. After the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the President of Vietnam, several MOUs will be signed and exchanged. President Draupadi Murmu will have a meeting with her Vietnamese counterpart at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will call on the visiting dignitary. Mr. Tho Lam will also deliver the 56th Sapru House lecture today, organized by Indian Council of World Affairs. India and Vietnam share historical and civilizational ties which have steadily deepened over the years. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Election Commission EC has issued a notification for the constitution of a new assembly in West Bengal following the completion of the electoral process in the state. The notification has been sent to the governor of West Bengal, formally marking the end of the election cycle and setting the stage for the formation of a new government. A senior EC official said the issuance of notification is a key constitutional step after the declaration of results. With this, the process of constituting the new assembly in West Bengal is complete from the Commission's end. Meanwhile, the Election Commission of India has directed West Bengal Chief Secretary, Director General of Police and Central Armed Police Forces to enforce zero tolerance towards any incidents of post-poll violence. In a directive issued after reviewing the situation on the ground, the Commission stressed the need for strict and immediate action to maintain law and order following the assembly election results. The BJP has said, India is a democracy and it must always be respected. Reacting to alleged remarks by outgoing West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee that she will not resign, BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra termed the comments anarchic and urged restraint in making such statements. Mr. Patra said that these remarks are concerning because in the country's democracy, transfer of power has always taken place in a peaceful manner. He added that this is not an attack on the BJP, but it is an attack on democracy and on the constitution. The BJP has appointed senior party leader and union minister Amit Shah as the central observer for the election of the leader of the legislative party in West Bengal. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi has been appointed as a central co-observer in the state. Union Minister J.P. Nadda has been appointed as central observer for the election of the leader of the legislative party in Assam. Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini has been appointed as a central co-observer in the state. These names were approved by the BJP Parliamentary Board for central observers. U.S. President Donald Trump has congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi after BJP's victory in the recent assembly elections. White House spokesperson Khush Desai said, President Trump has congratulated Prime Minister Modi on this recent historic and decisive election victory. BJP has won 206 seats in the 294-member Bengal Assembly, with Trinamool Congress led by Mamata Banerjee securing only 80 seats. In Assam, the party retained power for the third consecutive term, while in Puducherry, NDA secured 18 of the 30 seats, ensuring a clear majority. The United States and its Gulf allies have proposed a new United Nations resolution aimed at pressuring Iran to stop disrupting shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. The draft resolution warns that Iran could face sanctions or other actions if it continues attacking ships, placing sea mines, or charging illegal tolls in the vital waterway. It also calls on Iran to reveal mine locations and allow safe passage for goods. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Delhi Capitals by 8 wickets at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad and Punjab Kings will clash at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.